So, Emily, give us some of the highlights, the major provisions within this bill.
Sure. This Senate bill is a bipartisan bill, so it pulls from both the Democratic and Republican proposals, as well as some things that President Obama has also proposed. On the Democratic side, it would allow the Postal Service to access $7 billion that the agency has prepaid to the Federal Employee Retirement Service for retiree health costs, so they can offer early retirement incentives with that money. The Postal Service has said that it, you know, labor is about 80% of its costs. It has about 100,000 employees that are on the cusp of retirement, and so having this money would allow it to encourage those people to leave. On the GOP side, the bill would make reforms to federal workers' compensation, basically saying workers who are retirement eligible should be moved to the retirement system instead because it's cheaper. And Ranking Member Susan Collins kept pointing out that there are two people apparently who are 99 years old. They are not going back to work. They are still getting workers' comp, and they really should be getting retirement. So anyways, those are just some of the things to give you a sense that it draws from both sides. The Senate bill does have more safeguards, or red tape, I guess, depending on your viewpoint, than the House bill that was passed earlier. Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, Republican, he argued against the Senate bill.
This is a slow death. And what we have an opportunity to really fix things, really give them the power to do what they need to do. And I just think we're not going far enough. And that's my worry. I know my view is a minority. I understand that. But I will predict to you, I probably won't be here when we're doing this again. But you'll be doing it again if this bill becomes law.
And so what was the final vote there?
Coburn doesn't like the fact that the Senate bill would allow the Postal Service to end Saturday delivery or, as amended, close rural post offices only after exhausting other cost-cutting measures. He says that they should be allowed to do whatever they see fit right away.
And that final vote?
The final vote was 9-1, so that doesn't seem very controversial on the surface, but it was a packed crowd. There are a lot of people who have a lot of interest in this, and even though the vote was definitely one-sided, with only Senator Daniel Acosta voting against it, it's safe to say that you know, this is a compromise proposal that doesn't please anyone, and some of these contentions might surface again. Now, Acosta voted against it primarily because of the changes proposed to the workers' compensation program. He was arguing that this is something that would affect federal, you know, a lot of federal employees outside the Postal Service as well, and should be dealt with in its own legislation. In fact, there are committees that are looking at this very issue. Now, Coburn, who we just heard from, another conservative, who were not at the final vote, voted by proxy against it. So, you know, it's more than just one person opposing it, but their votes just aren't counted in the final tally because of committee rules. And then on the other side, some Democrats, you know, also had problems with it. For example, Senator John Tester of Montana offered an amendment limiting the Postmaster General's pay to the level of a senator.
$174,000. It's a lot of dough. Now, it doesn't compare to $800,000, which is what he could make. But $174,000 is a lot of dough. And if you can't hire somebody that's good for $174,000, my contention is you won't hire anybody that's any good for $800,000. The final point is this. If our employees have to sacrifice, there is no reason on God's green earth why the administrators shouldn't sacrifice too.
So Tester offered this amendment. He didn't bring it up he didn't ask for a vote because there were indications that people were willing to massage it a bit and perhaps offer it on the floor when the bill goes for a vote before the full Senate. But, you know, this debate, it's interesting because it really illustrates that what's at the heart of this issue, that the Postal Service is a government agency, but it's supposed to run like a business, and it runs off of profits. It doesn't get appropriations. On the other hand, it has a public mandate to deliver the mail to all Americans wherever they are, regardless.
Emily, it sounds like there's a lot yet to be debated in all this cleared committee. Real quickly, what's the chance for the whole Senate voting on this?
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, he has told the committee that if there was bipartisan support, and it's clear that there is, he would try to give the bill floor time as soon as possible. And the Postal Service has been asking Congress to help them for the longest time, saying that if Congress does not act – they will stop delivering the mail by next summer because they won't have the cash to do it. They'll have no choice.